Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Mike C. from Mira Mesa.
Hi, my name is Mike, an alcoholic. And thanks, Larry, for asking me to come out here. I'm pretty nervous. I'm not big on speaking in a large crowd, you know, speaking to a large crowd, but I usually last only 3 minutes in a regular meeting. But I'm not prepared either. So. I just remember when I was a kid, I had some medical problems with some, I had leukemia and going through all that and a lot of fighting in my house, my parents, and I remember my dad left me at an early age, and after my experience with my leukemia problem I had there, I kind of became a pretty quiet kid, and I tended to isolate a lot, and not that there wasn't any fun. I did things with my family. We did things with my family functions, and going over to grandparents' house and having good meals and stuff like that. And as I got older, problems in the house. My brother started getting into drugs, and I started bumming marijuana off my brother and getting loaded, and I was about 13 years old, and I guess my brother was my buddy, my drinking buddy through the years too, a lot of times, and I don't know. I don't have much. There was no cops involved in my story. No halfway houses, or I didn't do any. I didn't go to the programs. There was this one program I went to when I was 13. It was drug rehab. I stayed there for a few years. I thought I had a problem, but back then it wasn't really a problem. To me it wasn't one at that time. But, it escalated, I still remain that quiet person. I remember I didn't go to very many parties either, surprisingly, but when I was at a party, I'd be the one in the corner saying nothing, or I'd be standing by the keg or something, sucking on beers, and a lot of it, I remember sitting at home alone a lot and trying to find as much, trying to find weed I didn't really start drinking until I was 21, actually. I remember when I got my license, and that's when I really started drinking a lot more. It was just me alone a lot, I just remember, and I like to drink alone, and isolation was a big thing. And I was living at my mom's for until I was like maybe 26, you know, and drinking whenever I could, and I developed this other mental problem that I had, and was in and out of a mental hospital for a few times there, and and I remember going through AA. That's when I first started going. I was around 23 years old when I first started coming around to AA. And I still didn't really get this thing. I'd just sit around, or I'd go out with people and do the campouts and stuff like that, and just sit in meetings and try to listen, and but my head was just going on, so for like the past 18 years or so, I've been kind of in and out of AA, and but in the last couple of years or so, I forgot to mention my sobriety date is March 13th, 2008, in that time I've gotten a sponsor and worked the steps a couple times through. Another thing I forgot to mention, I've had many sponsors too, and I never really listened to. There's maybe two in this room or so. I like the journey in AA that I, I'm glad I'm here now, and I've made a lot of friends here, and for the newcomer, it's just you got to work this thing, I know it can be a bitch when you're first here. Sorry for the language. But it hasn't been 10 minutes yet, has it? getting close? All right. Man, I thought I wrapped that up. I don't know. I still have fears. I still have a lot of fears. Like tonight, I'm petrified. That's one thing AA has helped me with too. Getting out and doing things, and meeting people, and I'm just really, really grateful. Was that it? All right.